Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this thing Baltimore Positive. Lots of stuff airing this week. Probably nothing more significant than this on the date of our 28th anniversary. And I'm about to change the logo here to some row houses per the vote of the internet out there. And we will be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour a bunch of times this month. We're going to be at Coco's, just set a date at State Fair, just set a date at the Fishmonger's Daughter. So later on in the month. But obviously, the Monday trade deadline, Luke, dude, you and I don't know if we pegged it wrong, and we are doing this piece literally a couple hours after the trade deadline. It hasn't even marinated to me what happened Saturday and Sunday against the Phillies and whatever role that might play or where they are with Rutschman or, but my God, dude, I mean, I'm looking up and down my timeline. I've been doing this 35 years professionally, longer than that if you count me back to the Baltimore Sun, listening to Phil Wood and Stan Charles and Jeff Rimmer, who's coming on the show in a couple of weeks. Some old school people, Charlie, I go back to 84 professionally doing this, 42 years. I was at the Surhoff press conference when he cried. I was in the locker room after they busted the team up in 01 with Messina. You can talk about the last couple of breakups in this, and I'm not talking about any of that. It's about how the people who are alive feel about the baseball team and what they did on Monday. I mean, I'll let you take the floor. You're going to do 90% of the talking in this one because I don't even know how, that I have much to say. It whatever adjective, whatever you want to come up with for it. It's really demoralizing to the people that have supported this team for a lifetime. And I'll just leave it at that.
I hear you. First of all, the last time we talked about this, I think you were way more convinced that they were going to buy than I was. I've said for months now, I don't believe in this team. Clearly, Michael Elias didn't.
They didn't either, right?
No
Exactly.
matter what,
Fair enough.
and let me be very clear when I'm about to say this. You also know I haven't been a big Adley Rutschman guy for going on 2 years now. I think, and look, fans are ticked. And I completely understand that.
Well, the question is, did they really got
But,
anything for any of these guys? That's always
well, I
in the
mean,
end of the day. Because we're still
we
going to
don't
be
know
fans
that.
2 years from now, and
Yeah,
Adley
I mean, we
Rutschman's
don't.
going to be a Mariner or whatever. You know what I mean? So, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Time's going to tell, right? I mean, the industry seems to think they did quite well with these trades. I mean, Sean McAdam, the longtime Boston writer, put out a tweet not long after this deal was reported that there were some scouts and people around the industry that thought, like, oh my gosh, Boston gave up that much for Adley Rutschman. We'll see, right? But I mean, really, this just comes back to, for me, obviously, what I already said, that Michael Elias didn't have a whole lot of belief. And frankly, what fans really did at this point? I mean,
What fans
yeah.
have belief in him, though, right? Like at
Well,
this
that,
point.
of
And this
course.
goes
And
back to the
sure.
core issue of him making all these deals and then going to Rubenstein and showing him the Sean McAdam, pieces and
Sure.
saying, hey, I'm still your guy here. We're going to rebuild too, because that's really what this is. I mean, they didn't win a
Right.
playoff game with Adley Rutschman, dude.
Yeah, and let's be clear. Let's not call it a rebuild in the sense of where they were in 2018 and 2019. They're working from talent and some long-term contracts that they have completed over the last year. The cupboard is not bare, but at the same time, this was confirmation to what I think many of us either had come to accept, or I think fans were trying to be in denial about. This isn't working. It hasn't worked for 2 years now. And as much as I know there's these warm and fuzzies that some fans have about Adley Rutschman, and I understand that. And I understand what he represented. And I understand the player he was for two plus calendar years. I said it at the time very definitively that his first 2 years, he was better than Matt Wieters ever was, like almost from the time he set foot on the field. At the same time, I'm not going to deny and gloss over the fact that his decline in the second half of 2024 and his 2025 season, and while a rebound in 2026, still durability concerns that have impacted this club. And I think you look at the breakdown of his numbers, very much buoyed by a huge month of April. His numbers since then, nothing to write home about whatsoever. Hadley Rutschman's a big part of the reason why this team's failed over the last couple of years. And I'm not going to gloss over that just
Well, they didn't get
because.
nothing for him, right? They got nothing as of today. Now, look, they got rid of Kramer. We're 4 days past that, right?
Sure.
Like, and he was the remnant of Machado, right?
Yeah.
Like, so whatever the grandchildren of this are, hopefully you and I are still going to be here to document that in 2000 and first off 27, where there might not be a season, which is another reason that I am dismayed that they threw the towel in 2 games back. I'm just dismayed on behalf of the community, on behalf of the fans,
Sure.
not on behalf of me, because I didn't believe they were winning the World Series. But I believe, like Tim Kirkchian said to me last week, and like the headline at Baltimore Positive says, which is, you're a couple games back, don't throw in the towel on a season unless you're really getting something. And in any of these deals ever, I'll say ever, you tell me a deal where they got Scott McGregor. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going back 50 years, dude. Like, I don't know that they've ever made any of these trade deadline deal days and gotten anything better than a Dean Kramer. And no offense, they can buy that pretty cheap on the open market. And part of this for me is you're bringing these young guys in and you're going to sell this bouja that we're rebuilding and we're going to let Mike freaking Elias do it when there's no season next year and no spring. Like, stacking all this and what clowns these new owners have been, like literal clowns these guys have been. And Arrighetti clearly and Rubenstein knew they were doing. I mean, Mike Elias didn't do this in a vacuum. And my people tell me Arrighetti's the guy in Ripken's ear. All what would Rubenstein know about the value of Adley Riley? I just don't think he cares. It's very obvious he doesn't. He's not immersed. He's 79 years old. He's a billionaire. He's not immersed in this. So the green light to tear the team apart has to come from upstairs, whatever upstairs is. I see that as Arrighetti. You can argue all day. Call Rob Long over at the Fan. He's inside. I'm sure he'll tell you the truth. You know, I mean, you call Cal Ripken, call Ryan Ripken. They're all in on it. They should know what's really going on, right? I mean, they really should. Whatever's really going on here. And I guess we'll see what's really going on. What might be really going on, honestly, is what I've talked about with business, which Marty Conway, I mean, dude, everybody in the world's text me. You know, with these trades. And I had Marty on last week. And part of this is the dudes that own the team are preparing for whatever the work thing is and however they see it, however they see it in regard to Elias being in charge or not. Or, hey, dude, you're in charge now. Get us younger, get us cheaper. I can hear Arrighetti just, hey, I'm going to own this team when the strike's over. Like, we want the Red Sox farm system here, not Adley frickin' Rutschman. And I could hear, you know what I mean? Like, in the same way you feel that way, maybe I would feel that way. But I think for the season ticket holders and the people supporting this and
Oh, yeah.
financially supporting this, this is one more. And I'm going to say this really effing loud. I almost had to edit that. How effing tone deaf, how out of touch these billionaires, Katie Griggs, throw Ripken and his wife who sit in the front row. Anybody whose name's on the ledger, how out of touch they are. Griggs, Rovac, Fine, who thinks I'm not significant enough to let in, but you are. Like just in a general sense as to how they've decided to run this operation on a daily basis, from their television network to their Mickey Mouse website. And the social media and the way fans feel and have been treated, and the winning and the losing, and the decision making, and everything shrouded in mystery, including this. When are they going to front face this and really say what this is, whatever it is, and not bouja me? They're not. They're not. And there is no accountability on any of this other than they're kicking the ball down the curb. And everything you said about Rutschman defends it. And they can say that at the Fan. Hollander can say that. Ben McDonald, because we've all seen it. This is not, it's not insane to deal this off. It's insane to deal this off in a season when you're a couple of games out and you've tried and there might not be a season next year. And your fan base is already on edge for a lot of reasons. And
Yeah.
I'm not saying people are going away. I'm saying
Oh, I think they are.
I've stopped paying these people a long time ago when I thought they were creeps. And that was Angelos. And that was, dude, it was 20 years ago. It was 22 years ago that the bird assaulted me. 22 years ago, right? So, like, this is a long time ago. And all of the angst that people feel about giving them money and not feeling value, giving them money and seeing them throw the towel in. Give, you know, I don't know what to say about that other than the invoices get mailed out. And I stopped paying the invoice when I saw how Chad Steele and Steve Bisciotti, how they did not value me in as a human being, as a radio station, in any way. I was not valued. What value did the Baltimore Orioles put on their fan base and their customers? Not collectively even, but on a one-by-one basis when these bills go out, how important does this team remain to people when winning the World Series wasn't even important to them this year? For all the money they've spent and all the money we've spent, we, not me, I don't give them money. I did give them some money this year, but in a general sense. And I think that that's the issue more than the bag of beans they're getting back for Rutschman, which might turn out to be a World Series in 2032, and we'll all run back and pay full price. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like there's no pot of gold over the rainbow in this sort of customer treatment. And I'll just leave it at that. We call them fans or whatever, but this is big dough for people that foot the bill. And I keep talking to them, and they're taking. Not us, because I'm not one of them. You, everyone, not you, Luke, the public, for granted. And this has been, it's been going off half my lifetime, and I don't scream about it anymore. I'm not yelling. I mean, I've written half of Free the Birds piece. Like, they're playing, by the way, on the 21st of September, which is the 20th. If I let a walk out on them, who would come? I don't want, I have no energy, interest in believe. I told you when I did that on Angelos, I thought I could change him. I thought I could change the weather. Dude, I shook hands with Michael Arougheti, one of the most arrogant men I've ever. He didn't even know who I was, didn't care. He was arrogant on the face of him. Ditto Rubenstein. I don't think there's any, they don't care about any of this. And they'll take the company line. If we got a bag of beans, we got a bag of donuts, we're going to play next year. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. Until we don't, and then we don't. We will. We will soon. We will in May. We will in June. Yeah, we will. And when we do, we won't have Adley Rutschman. We'll have these players. We'll have these young players. And I hope it works out for them. I do. I mean, I hope one day this works out for them. But Monday was a dark day for the franchise, right? I mean, really. I mean, when you
Yeah, I
consider
mean,
failure and throwing in the towel on Rutschman. And the whole
well,
thing. I mean, just throwing the towel in on the
right.
season,
Well,
not on
and
Rutschman.
I want to be clear, especially off the comments I made a couple minutes ago. I don't want to make it sound like it's not something fans should be ticked off about or angry about or just flat out, you know. But again, to me, it's the biggest admission yet of Michael Elias acknowledging this isn't working. Like it's that simple, and like you know, he can soft pedal it and he'll spin it and all of that. But I mean, it's just this hasn't worked for over 2 years now, and you know, you made mention of Dean Kramer, who they just traded away, who's the last piece left from the Manny Machado trade. You know, there was absolutely a strong argument to make to not let the same thing happen with Adley Rutschman. If you let this go into the off season and there's a lockout that shuts down activity and maybe cancels, who knows, maybe the entire season next year. And does that year of control even manifest or does it just go away?
See,
So,
we can make baseball reasons all day, but they have to
sure.
get their stakeholders on board, and they're
I
not.
understand.
And they're
Well,
not.
but I would also say they haven't won with Adley Rutschman. They're 101 and 125 going back to early July with him in the lineup.
I'm not even
They have,
convinced they did the wrong thing. I mean, and
right,
it's
right.
like I'm not, but I
And I
think
just feel
throwing
like
in the towel on
they're
the
just,
season is the wrong thing. That
yeah, I
and
mean,
here and now, it doesn't.
I hear you. I just, but
And they
at the
weren't
same
winning,
time,
right? Okay.
I just don't like, and who really thought that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
Yeah.
I think anything they would have done on Monday, fans would have been ticked regardless because everyone's just very frustrated with the overall state of affairs. And let me be clear, when I'm laying out arguments for why you trade Adley Rutschman, that is not absolving Mike Elias from being the one that's in charge of this current mess. I don't think he should continue. I think, I mean, you know what I've said for a while now, that if you're looking at arguments and looking at scenarios for how this thing is salvaged, it's in my mind, someone with a fresh perspective, new eyes, new ears, new ideas, and maybe they can salvage what's left. And maybe the scenario turns into Dan Duquette, who ended up reaping a lot of the work that Andy MacPhail put in, right? I mean, a lot of those guys were Andy MacPhail's acquisitions, that Dan Duquette.
Now, how many
So,
players did we get on Sunday? The crane, like
I mean,
all the deals. It's 10 guys, 12 guys. I mean, it's a
it was a
bucket full
lot,
of people.
and you go back to last year with a similar outcome last year, right? And you know, we're going to see how that all looks. And obviously, it doesn't mean that all those players necessarily are going to just be in your system and come up and play for you. You can flip guys and do all that, but yeah, it's demoralizing. I'm not going to sit here and just because I can justify it and just because I can say honestly that I haven't been much of an Adley Rutschman guy for a couple years now. Because of what we've seen, because of the durability, all of that, it doesn't mean that it doesn't stink. You know, it doesn't mean that it's not a major bummer. And yeah, I flat out wrote it at BaltimorePositive.com. As much as I can justify this, where do they go from here? Right? I mean, you have a roster that, yes, does have some long-term commitments on it that have been made over the last year, and I do applaud that, but I look at the current state of this roster, and for me, it still feels way too close to some of the not horrible but listless teams that you can think back from 1998 through 2011. Not all those teams were 95 loss, 100 loss kind of outfits. There were some 78 win teams in there, but that's not the goal. That's not the objective. And for me, where as they're presently constructed, and this was even with Adley Rutschman, quite frankly, and that's why I'm not, you know, I'm not outraged about it from a baseball
Well, they also have
perspective,
a catcher,
but sure, and
right? I mean, that's
we can get to,
different. That's another
I
reason
know,
to
but
do this, right?
let me finish my point here real quick, because I still see a team that looks too much like those teams rather than something that is at all building something special right now. I mean, like that ship has sailed for me. You could still convince me last winter that last year was a blip. And yeah, they had a bunch of injuries and these guys are going to rebound. And yeah, you bring in Pete Alonso now and you bring in Taylor Ward, who, by the way, they traded t 4 years of Grayson Rodriguez, which, look, this year one, yeah, Taylor Ward's outperformed Grayson Rodriguez. But if you remember, I didn't like that trade philosophically as much as anything else. But, you know, you bring in those guys, it's been the same result.
Well,
They're
you go all in. They
marginally
went all
better.
in, dude. They went all in a lot of ways. Signing Shane Baz and making the deal there and giving all the money to Alonso and inking Bradish and they gave Cano some money. I mean, they're going all in on the guys I guess they're going all in on. They can't go all in on Henderson. He's unsignable. Holiday's still blooming. Westberg's whatever he is at this
Yeah.
point. I
It's
mean,
just a whole lot of
and the
maybes and.
Cowsers and these the Mountcastles, Cowsers, all of the Kerstets, they're not they have no value, right? Like literally. I am shocked though. I did not think when we were together on Thursday, we alluded, you, me, and Alan alluded like they might go this way, they might go that way, anything's possible. I don't think any of us were like this thing's going to be busted up, and Luke and I are going to be on the on the horn on Monday night, and the season's going to be over, and the towel's going to be thrown in, and that's the direction they're going to go as training camp opens. When they were not dead in the water in the pennant race for whatever the pennant race is. They were not dead in the water, and next season feels dead in the water to every person I talk to, dude. Right? Like next season feels like nothing that's going to be normal. I just keep going back to the fact that. They're not in the Disney World business, dude. They're in the Baltimore baseball fan business to some degree. And if they're going to do this, at least articulating it in some way. I mean, Buster Olney was really hard on them last week before they did
Yeah.
any of this and said that they need to rebuild the trust of the fan base. Oh my God. They obliterated what. I mean, I don't even know what's left.
I
I
mean,
don't know who other than their employees. Can feel good about them, about any of them,
yeah.
about them, about it, about the bird, about the money, about the leadership, about the management, about any of it. How do you even feel good that Cal Ripken's gonna run? He's pushing 70 years old, and he's like just not like he's gonna like if that really is, and I don't think that's gonna happen. But like what? What are they doing? And who's going to face up? And who's going to man up? And who's going to get out in front of it other than Rubinstein every 8 weeks with another contract and another signing that to them feels like a commitment, right? When you write a check, like
Well, I mean, they have made commitments. I mean,
they have.
but that said, I mean,
It's not making people want to write season ticket
you know,
books back to them.
the Angels made a long-term commitment to Mike Trout, and what has that gotten them? Right,
Right.
in isolation, right? So, again, I guess if there's something that I would have liked to have seen, you know, if we're going to look at this set of circumstances, you know. Look at what Toronto did, for example. I mean, they're not going anywhere, but they went out and got Soriano, who has control for the next, what, at least next year, if not 2 years. You know, it wasn't just Adley Rutschman, but they traded away Tyler Wells, who has control for next year, right? I mean, you know, Mike Elias can't say that they're still, you know, that they haven't given up on the season when you're trading away, you know, I mean, a
Remnants.
three-time All-Star catcher and a guy that's kind of been your de facto closer over the last 3 weeks or so. And so I don't know. I mean,
Well, they felt like the value's high on
again,
him, I guess, right?
if I'm being fully transparent, it's tough for me to be like outraged that they threw in the towel, because I didn't have any belief whatsoever in this team. They haven't been above 500 since mid-April. They haven't been 500 since April 30th. They've
And to your
been,
point, that's the root of
I mean, they've just
your
been
lack of
hovering.
anger about it in
Yeah,
that way.
right. And again, I'm not saying that to make light or that other people should agree with me. Fans have every right to be pissed about this. Fans have every right to be calling for Mike Elias, but that all started long before what happened Monday, right? And that's, I think that's my point. This was more just confirmation of what I think a lot of people have kind of either come to grips to or have just been in denial over, is that this isn't working. So
Well, it is a reality set for them, right? They
yeah.
have reset the reality for their fan base and for them and what
Yeah, I mean,
next
it's
year or the next couple of years are going to be. And to your point, they weren't going anywhere with Rutschman.
well,
I get that. I
and
get
the other
that.
thing I would say, I mean, again, this wasn't a tear down to the degree that what Dan Duquette did in 2018, right? I mean, Adley Rutschman's the notable piece. Tyler Wells, I like him, he's a bullpen arm. And he's a bullpen arm that was largely unavailable the last few years,
And they didn't
right?
feel like dealing Henderson for whatever more they would have gotten for him, right? Like what they would have gotten, right? Like if they wanted to really just
Well, I
say,
mean, I
well,
don't.
they're not signing him.
Well, they're
So
not,
so the
he's
next
also
2 years
playing.
is right what it
He's
is.
also has played horribly this year, and he's got an additional year of club control left.
100%. I get it. I'm
So,
just saying, like,
I mean,
it
I hear.
wasn't a
I mean,
complete
look. I mean,
burn down
you
in that
know.
way,
Well,
right?
it's like I saw something in tongue in cheek that, you know, talking about other teams in the AL East that were looking for catching help after the Red Sox acquired Rutschman, and I felt like, man, you could throw a grenade out there if you just subtweeted and said, wow, the Orioles could probably get a heck of a package for Bisaio right now. You know, obviously, I say that, you know, in jest, but.
Well, listen, I would see Rubenstein as doing his. I'm working on my David Rubenstein impersonation, but he would say, we signed Alonso, we signed Bisaio, we're still serious about this. We have Bradish for the next couple of years. We have Boz. We have a couple pitchers. We have Gunnar Henderson the next couple of years. We're reloading here. We're committed. We're spending money. We're going to buy more arms. We're going to buy more bats. We're going to go out in the marketplace. Mike's going to do a great, he's going to say all that until Mike's not around, right? But like, there is a point to say, we this is not the burn down you're talking about with Duquette, right?
Right.
Duquette, the day after that happened, and Chris Davis is hitting 190 and was going to continue to hit 190. By the way, Storm Davis in the Hall of Fame. I didn't even mention that. Chris Davis is very classy. I'm not picking on him at all. He had a great jacket and the money he's get. Like, he's done the best he can do with whatever in its ancient history to me. And I'm glad that whatever love he got, he got. I'm not busting on him at all. But this is part of like the burn and churn of all of this. Guys getting $150, $200 million, team not winning, and it's stacking up and fans paying for it, right? Whether it's
Yeah.
Alonso now or Machado before or Rifkin 30 years ago or Albert Bell, pick anybody you want. But there is heavy's the crown, my man. You know this, right?
Sure.
Like, and to me, there's no crown when you don't win playoff games and another generation is passing on this thing.
Yeah.
And I could see where this is not. They're going to come back next year with Bradish and Boz. They're going to come back next year with Henderson fixed, hopefully, right?
Hopefully.
Westberg healthy, man. Holiday
Hopefully.
season, yeah, shortstop, second, You know, I'm already pitching there. Well, I mean, not pitching Bouja because they're like the strike is going to like get in the way of all that. But
Well,
let's pretend that there's no
let's pretend,
strike.
right.
Let's
And
pretend
let's
there's
pretend it's
162 next year.
remedied, and there's going to be even let's say it's a 1995 scenario where they play most of a season. You know,
Right. Well,
let's even give
I
that.
mean, they go in the
But
offseason, they go spend a bunch of money on a third baseman, they get a right-handed bat in the outfield, they buy another reliever, you know.
hey, they save some money. I mean, if we want to, and we can be as cynical as we want about that. And look, people can be cynical. Like I want to be very clear. I'm not defending this as much as I can understand it and I see it. And look, there's been enough reporting out there that have indicated, and I think there's enough evidence, and we know that Mike Elias has thought so highly of Adley Rutschman. I don't think for a single second that an extension wasn't brought to him at a couple different points, right? Whether there was any alignment in terms of what the Orioles valued him as, whether he had any genuine interest, if he had interest at a reasonable price point. You know, like I said to you over the last couple of weeks in passing a couple of times, if there was a th or sensible 3 or 4 year extension for Rutschman to be made, I was okay with that, even as someone who has not been as high on that Adley Rutschman the last couple of years. But
But he's going to
if
be the
the
Red Sox catcher next year,
But if,
right? Yeah,
I
right. I
mean,
mean,
and you would assume, I mean, and this is where maybe, I'll finish the point, but, if he was looking for 6 years or 7 years or something like stupid money for someone who's going to be in his age 30 season going into his first year of free agency, then you kind of have to do this. If you're being,
prudent.
if you're trying to maximize value,
Yes.
right? And understanding where they are right now.
Oh, I don't
And
think they did anything imprudent on Monday other than piss their
but
fans
it
off,
takes
like
a toll.
literally.
Yes, there, that is absolutely
And I
part of
think
this.
that at this particular point for them, that's just not somebody needed to stand up in the meeting in there and say, I'm not echoing Peter Angelos, which is what he did in 96 and 97.
Was going
And
to say, I mean,
I've talked about that a lot this week because I've had
Matt
Kurt
Gillick wanted to
Giannamoldi
sell
and
in 96.
Right, you know the Chris Widger thing. I brought up last week. I don't even know.
Sure.
I had Janet Marie. I don't even know who I brought it up with. But I like Evan Drellick. I've had all these great guests on this week, and I hope everybody's enjoying it for our anniversary. But I go back to like the history of all of this and all of us living it, and Katie Griggs having no use for it or thought about it
Sure.
or whatever, and certainly Rubenstein and Eric Eddie not having any sense of their village. And this is the
Sure.
only village they've got. And it's been burned to the effing ground, beginning with Angelos with me 22 years ago. Free the Birds was 20 years ago. The Manny Machado, the Duque, like whatever your jumping off point is, getting the 13 game plan was a huge thing for fans last year. And that has nothing to do with them dealing Adley Rutschman or even caring who the players are. I mean, I don't know that the fans care who the players are as long as the result is there. And as long as, for me, and I've always cared about this, that there's some level of community integrity involved in this. And there's not. And
Well,
that's long since jumped my shark. And that's why I give Rush money on a Tuesday night and I don't, and Geddy Lee money, and I don't give money to the Orioles because I feel like one brings a sense of pride and integrity. And another one brings, I don't shame, I don't know what the word is for the Orioles. Just, I don't know. I could equate it to like the Trump thing where I feel like you're just getting over. You're just duping people over and over and over again at the same dice game, at the same pull the rug out game. This is a pull the rug out moment for the fans, and they've been rugged over and over and over again. Going back to, 0-21 in 1980. You know what I mean? Like for me, for anybody of that age, and these are the old white people supporting this. It isn't young white people or young anybody giving them real money. Maybe $12 on a Wednesday night to see the Astros play. By the way, Robbie Leonard invited me to the game for the afternoon game this week. You know, if I wanted to go out and see the carnage, he said, I think it was. He used some other word, better word than that. He's a lawyer. And I guess I'm going to the game this week. I mean, I don't, what can I glean from this other than talk to fans on the street. I mean, I had a freaking radio station taking phone calls about this stuff, and it got to be painful for me, for my soul, for my mojo. You know how I am. I am removed from it because I think so little of these people, because they think so little of me and you and all of us. And when the rubber meets the road, or when I say the plastic meets the ATM, you know, the ATM plastic meets the chip, you know, the swipe it here, I grab back at my credit card when I get ripped off and when I get lied to, and when it's been going on most of my life, and I have to explain it to people. I don't even like doing this segment, dude. Like, this is just, we're done with baseball. The season's effing over. Like, it's just over. It's over. And they're going to go on strike. And every effing word I'm going to say from here out is going to be negative about them, right? Because there's nothing, they're not. We're going to watch Kyle Bradish pitch every fifth day and hope that his arm stays together. And they're going to pitch opening day, and it's all going to be bullshit because they can't promise opening day. They can't promise spring training. Anybody with any sense, like me, who's been doing this 35 years, is watching all this and feels like, dude, right now, if you had a dollar, you'd be a really smart guy. You make a lot of money if you bet against them opening on opening day. They say they're opening in Tampa or whatever, March 20. I think you'd make a lot of money if you bet against that, the happening, given the circumstances. And that's, I don't know. That's the part for me owning a radio station and being a sports guy all my life and doing this, that like I can't bouja the people, and I can't walk away from this. And I got to sit here for an hour. And then you know what's going to happen? They're going to fade into Never Never World. Some people are going to disconnect their masks and subscriptions for $20 a month, and they're just going to fade. And in December and January, February, you and I are going to be bitching. You're not going to want to talk about it because you're not really interested in the labor and more than anybody else, because there's nothing going on. It's all rhetoric. It's all bullshit. It's just on and on. And I've been through this 5 times, and it's more money than it's ever been. And what the owners are going to tell you is Monday happened to make it better. Whenever that day we get baseball back, whenever we've sorted out with the billionaires and the millionaires, we'll let you come back to the ballpark and pay full price for the bobblehead night. And you know, like I don't know. I'm tired, man. I'm just effing tired on be for all of you. I'm not screaming. I'm not doing free the birds. I'll probably pat myself on the back on the 20th anniversary and say, what have we learned here? Because that is my civic lesson of how John Angelos is dancing around with $2 billion in Nashville right now, and all of you paid for it over and over and over again, and you're doing it again. And I just, it breaks my heart, you know, for the city, for how good this, in a week when I've had Janet Marie Smith on and Tim Kirkjian and Buster, these people that were here and they're doing Oriole Hall of Fame stuff and nobody's even paying attention. You know, my friend was at the event the other night and couldn't hear. For all the money they've spent on the speakers, if you're talking over it, nobody wants to hear what Chris Davis says. I don't know. It just, all of it just leaves me. You know, I hate to sound depressed today because we'll be talking football in an hour, right? And I've seen Rush this week. I mean, I'm good. I'm alive. I'm well. We're all good. But like the baseball thing here is just such a depressing,
I
awful
mean,
topic, you know.
no,
And they've gone into a hole here where they're not going to matter for a long time, Luke. They really aren't. You know that. You know that. We're not going to have a real conversation about them winning a World Series here for a while, where you and I can look each other in the
Oh,
eye.
but wouldn't we have said that a week ago, though?
Okay.
I
Yeah.
mean, and
You're right.
I
You
think
are
that's my,
right.
no, I just think that's my point here. Like, I'm not sitting here saying that anyone shouldn't be ticked or demoralized
And I'm
about
not trying to
this.
turn you into my therapist here
No,
today.
I
And
hear you. And
however you feel
look,
about it is how
I
you
want to
feel
say,
from the heart. And it's
and look, there's
fine
different.
to feel that way, you know?
For me, I think there are different levels to this. And I agree with your point wholeheartedly about the present leadership just not nearly recognizing whether it's arrogance, whether it's ignorance, whatever, what the last 4 decades have been for this
They're in
fan base.
denial, dude. I walked up
You
to
know,
the owner of
there's.
the team, shook his hand in a synagogue. I was the last guy in line, and I said, "There's been a lot of trauma here." And he didn't want to hear it. He turned his back
And
on
it's
me.
not even that they have to apologize. Look, Mike Elias had nothing to do with Peter
You
Angelos,
own it, though. You
but you
own
have to
it.
recognize it, right? I mean, I don't need them to apologize to me, but recognize it, right?
And putting Cal Ripken behind home plate and rubbing my back and telling me it's all better, that's not
I mean,
It's just not, that's
that's
not,
not a negative thing, but like that can't be the only thing you do, right? I mean, there has to
that's for
be.
show. I want for tell.
Sure,
You know what I
and
mean?
look, and so much of this just comes back to, I think, as it pertains to the current era, not the last 40 years, but that certainly is connected. It's connective tissue as far as the disappointment and failure and losing and all of that. But I think you just look at the tanking seasons, 19, 20, 21. The idea that they sold at the 2022 trade deadline because they wanted to maintain and maximize their future, right? The idea of selling off Trey Mancini and Jorge Lopez in 2022 at the trade deadline was supposed to be because you weren't going to do, and not buying at that point in time was to not compromise 2025, 26, 27, right? You know what I mean? And I think with how this wound up with a competitive window that short-circuited after 2 years, I think fans just feel betrayed. And it's the feeling that Mike Elias promised that these years of not even trying at the major league level was supposed to produce not two playoff seasons and zero playoff wins, but the idea that you're going to have a nice stretch of 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And that, let me be clear, that doesn't mean they were going to win. No one should have thought that meant they were going to win 100 games every year, or that they were going to win three World Series necessarily, or anything like that. But it was certainly going to be more than a, oh, you're really good for a year and a half, 2 years, and then the window slammed shut again. That's not what that was advertised to be. And I think when you see this happen, which for me, it's much more the symbolism and the idea of Adley Rutschman and what he represented than what he actually had become over the last calendar year or two, which is a guy whose production wasn't the same as it was over the first couple of years, and his durability was really breaking down. So I understand it from that standpoint, but again, it's just the big picture consequence of this hasn't worked. And now, based on what David Rubenstein said very recently with his couldn't be more pleased with Mike Elias's comment, which again, I'll continue to say, and in fairness to the organization, what little bit of, benefit of the doubt I'll give them, you always support individuals publicly. You support until you're ready to move on, right? You don't do this, well, we don't really like this guy, but we're going to give him a chance for, you know what I mean? So,
And it is precarious with the labor stoppage.
sure. I mean,
It's just all the way
and
around.
I think that's the thing that really complicated the decision to try to say moving on from Rutschman now as opposed to waiting to the winter, is what I had kind of thought you'd see.
There will be no winter.
I mean, quite possibly will be no winter,
Well,
right? Yeah,
that's
exactly.
why he
So,
was probably active on Monday all the way
but
around,
again,
right?
I think this is just, it's like reality setting in for everyone that
It's over.
this
Right. It
hasn't worked.
could end on September the 13th when they're mathematically eliminated or whatever,
And
right?
that's
But
my
right.
thing. And look,
But these 2 months were important to them, dude. From a
but it's like I said to you though the other day when we were at Costas. Do you really think that them getting in at 83 and 79 and getting swept or losing two out of three in the wild card round? Not saying it wouldn't have, I'm not saying there's no value to that just from a some kind of excitement standpoint. But do you think that that was really going to sell tickets for them for next year?
If they start the season on June 10th, are people going to be there? You're going to say yes because they're all, "I love
Oh, I don't know
baseball."
about that.
I don't know. I'm
People haven't been
asking.
there that much this year. I mean, attendance has gone down the last couple of years. You know
If
what I
they
mean?
hold opening day on May 27th next year because they lose 8 weeks, if they're playing baseball on Preakness next year, I'll consider it a victory. Yeah, I mean, if you were giving me the
Yeah, I mean, we'll
over-under, if
see.
you're
I
giving
mean,
me the over-under on it, I'd
that's
make it May
complete
1st.
conjecture at this point. I mean, we know there's going to be a lockout, but we don't know how long it's going to be yet, right? And I think
Or how
there's
dug in
still
the owners are going to be to break the
how
players.
right, either way, right?
And
Because, you
most
know.
people think the players are going to get broken somehow. Like, I've heard both sides. Like, there's a lot of money at stake here,
Sure.
but I know here in Baltimore, I don't know, it's just more precarious than it's been for
I
me.
hear you. I believe me,
It's all the way around the state of the
I'm not.
city, the state of the state,
I
the state
want
of
you, I want you,
sports.
I just want to make clear for anyone listening, I'm not making light of this. I understand that this cuts deep, but I guess for me, it was just, Everyone was complaining about this team anyway. You know what I mean? Like, who was optimistic a week ago, right? And
Dude, I've sat here
that's kind
watching
of my
kick the ball
point.
around five
That's
nights a
kind of my
week, right?
point.
Yeah.
So,
Well, you got to
like,
fire Elias, but they don't have the
well, and
balls to do that. And
that's
he's
my
the one
big
that
thing.
made all the
Like,
deals. So, like,
I
here we are.
for me, it's not even that I have zero confidence that he can't make some trades for some good prospects, right? And again, whether we're talking about, oh, who was it, Riley McDaniels, the kind of minor league guy for ESPN, and I've seen some other minor league types. I've seen some reporting, you know, including coming from Boston. It seems like they did well for themselves. I mean, heck, in the Tyler Wells trade, the Orioles got Michael Ferrett back, who they actually traded to the Rays in the Boz deal. And, you know, he's a pretty good prospect. Yeah, he's probably, there was a decent chance you could even see him at the end of this year, but certainly next year. So, like, you can look at all that and say they did well, but Michael Elias and ownership, they can't sell a shiny prospect ranking like they could 5 years ago, right? Fans aren't going to be fooled by that again. Whether it results, you know, whether it ends up better this time around and these players are
I don't know
better
what
this
fans
time
are going to
around,
be fooled by, but I know that when it comes time to giving them
they're
money,
just
that's what
not
I
going to be
can't go and
enthused
do.
by
You
it,
know,
right? I mean,
like I'll watch them. I'll give them 20 bucks a month. That's all they're getting from me.
another Adley Rutschman is not walking through the door, right? From a symbolic standpoint, what that meant in terms of hope when he made that debut in 2022, and we all remember the scene of him looking around the ballpark, you know, something out of a movie, whether it was campy or not, it happened, right? And people were excited about it. And oh yeah, they started winning within weeks of him arriving for the first time in a really long time, right? So all of that, they're not going to have that, you know, if assuming they continue and proceed with Mike Elias, which until we see otherwise, I'm going to assume that that's the case, right? You know, I'm not saying whether they should, but I'm just trying to like gauge it.
He's running the place now.
He's running the place now, and they gave him the green light to trade Adley Rutschman, right? I
Luke, I
mean,
don't know if you know, but Luke Jones said that they got a lot of prospects back and they did pretty good in these
yeah, they
deals.
did,
Yeah, and that's what he has to report to
but that's
Rubenstein
not
and
going to
Eric
sell.
Eddie.
But that's not unlike 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and let's be clear. The idea of Adley Rutschman wasn't selling tickets in 2019, right? Like, I think everyone understood that, but there was at least the idea of, you know, I can hang on a little bit longer because Adley Rutschman's coming. And that guy they drafted right after him, Gunnar Henderson, he's coming. And, you know, a year later, Heston Kjerstad's coming and Jordan Westberg's coming
I
and
remember
Kobe
going to the
Mayo's coming.
ballpark when they still stunk. I guess it was 22.
That
They
was in the
stunk.
back of your mind as you watched
Stan
that.
Charles stopped me. Last time I talked to Stan Charles, I was there for a night with a friend of mine who had a cochlear implant night. Jody Cutler had a book. You can Google it out at Baltimore Positive because it's a really cool thing. But it was cochlear implant night for kids and people that are deaf that can now hear. It's an incredible thing, including, you know, Brian Johnson from AC/DC, just all sorts of people, right? Huey Lewis uses one. He can't sing, but he can hear. It's a miracle thing, right? So I'm there for that night. You were there. There was nobody there. It's before they were good. It might have been like the month Rutschman came up. Might have been like April, May of like that year. And I
2022.
remember running into Stan Charles and I had a conversation like outside the Mayor Schaefer Plaza out behind home plate. And I remember him being so all the things you're saying, you know, at that moment, which
Right.
are Henderson's coming, Rutschman, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. They're going to
Yeah.
be good. They're going to be good.
And
And
they
then they
were for a
got
couple
good
years.
and
Yeah.
then they got really good.
And then
Like
it
that
stopped.
April and May 2 years ago, and like the predictive nature, it's baseball, and I get
It
it,
is baseball.
but
But again, like I said, I think the greater point that I'm trying to make, like, there's not going to be any of that in terms of selling that to your
Golden
fans.
Child,
They're
right?
going to be skeptical as you know what. And frankly, they should be after what happened. And that's where, yes, from a business standpoint, from a recruiting standpoint, from a, you know, fan engagement standpoint, yeah, this is a dark day in that way. Because again, for me, I think people that are genuinely upset by Rutschman specifically, I mean, you know, the other deals, the Rutschman deal is what cuts deep here for obvious reasons. But again, for me, it was much more the idea of what he had represented than what he actually was at this point in time and where this team actually is at this point in time. Now, The reality is, I mean, they haven't had Adley Rutschman play in the last 2 weeks. They're still 2.5 games out. I mean, the
They
rest of the
still have
American,
Boz. They still have Bradish. They're
I
still
mean,
taking the
and
mound.
I'm glad you brought that up, because,
Well, that'd be some ish, wouldn't it, if they go on a
well,
run after this?
I mean, look at what happened with Detroit a couple years ago, right? I mean, they sold. I don't think that's going to happen. However,
They are only two games out.
one interesting point I do want to make, though, from if I'm trying to look at this in terms of just where the organization is going from a baseball standpoint, from a how they've, I think we're slowly starting to see a shift towards the pitching side a little bit. When you consider one, that they made the Boz trade and extended him. And look, I know Shane Boz, his numbers aren't like overwhelming and aren't don't wow you. His defense has stunk this year for him in particular. Go look at the number of unearned runs he's given up. Go look at what his re what their record is in his starts compared to some of the other guys in their rotation, despite the fact that he's got decent numbers. Like Shane Boz has not, like he's been, don't get me wrong, this jury's still out in terms of him reaching the kind of ceiling that Mike Elias lauded when they acquired him, but
But
he's
if he were
provided a
Grayson Rodriguez, you'd feel good about where he
I mean,
is.
he's
You
provided
really
a high
would, right?
floor. So you have him, you have Bradish back and healthy, and Bradish, you know, got off to a rocky beginning. There's no doubt about that this year. He's pitched way more. There's been way more good than not since about the first week of May,
Well, they bought him.
and they extended him. Brandon Young has been an overwhelming success story. And now you look at their system. I mean, Anthony Ianson from Boston is highly regarded. He's at double A. I know it's not like imminent, like he's not going to be here necessarily definitively next year, but he's on the way. Joseph Jura, who they drafted last year, has been really impressive. And I think they're really excited about him. I mentioned they got Ferret back. They got Kyson Witherspoon, who was Boston's first round pick last year. They got Boston Bateman in the trade they made last year. I will say this.
They wanted Adley Rutschman.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I will say this in terms of the pitching they now have in their system, it's worlds better than it was at any other point under the Mike Elias era, which let me say that's damning with praise because the bar was extraordinarily low. But the point is, if I'm, and let me be clear, this isn't me making an argument in favor of Mike Elias. This is me trying to assess a pivot. And you've heard me say this the last year or so. If you did look at their last couple of drafts compared to their first five or six under Elias, they were starting to draft more pitching. They are, you know, and Alan made this point even in our State of the Orioles that we did last week, that, you know, whether it was done conventionally or, you know, they kind of like their rotation's been really good since late May. Now, you know, Kramer's out of the picture, but he wasn't pitching well for them anyway. You know, we're going to see what, you know, whether it's going to be Cade Povich for a
Dude,
little
they dealt
while or,
Kramer and we haven't said a word about it. Is there anything you even want to say? We're 50 minutes into this.
I mean, I think with the way he was pitching and considering he was going into his last year of arbitration and considering some of the guys that they do have at AAA now and some of the pitchers they've just brought in, I think you can make an argument that he probably was going to be a trade or a non-tender candidate anyway, especially if he was going to continue to pitch poorly. Now, maybe Minnesota straightens him out and the Orioles will look dumb. You know, like, not saying that that's out of the realm of possibility,
Hat in the
but
Jake
I can't, yeah. Well, I
Arrieta.
mean, but it, you know, go look at Grayson Rodriguez's numbers right now. The Angels haven't fixed him, that's for sure. You know, maybe they will at some point. Maybe he will be healthy and look like the guy he was, and then that Taylor Ward trade will look terrible then. But until he does, you know, it's kind of is what it is. But it is interesting to kind of see them be in a position where they are much more interesting looking from a pitching standpoint in their system than you probably have to go back to, I don't know, maybe the end of the Andy McPhail era when you talk about the core. Now, that didn't work out, right? So again, prospects, they're suspects, right? I'll go back to what I said to you, you know, to you and Alan as we had our conversation at Costas. Look, this multi-year tanking thing and the skepticism for that in general, not for the Orioles specifically, is always that if you're constantly playing for the future never quite gets here,
Well, and a
right?
lot of that was Boja, that was Angelos related about bilking the team for money
Sure,
because
I
it's
mean,
way cheaper
to
Yeah,
play
I
that
mean,
game. It can be. And for every example of it working like it did in Houston, like it did for the Cubs, you can find other examples where it didn't work, quite frankly. So skepticism is warranted. And I would say, based on the overwhelmingly, like disappointing performance of the young core over the last few years and what it looks like now. And I'm not closing the book on
Then
Holiday,
they
of
become a
course,
disappointing middle-aged core.
but you kind of, but well, not quite that,
Really, though.
but I would go back to and say, doesn't really feel like all that tanking was worth it.
No,
To
you
state the
think?
obvious, right?
You watch a lot of bad baseball to draft Adley Rutschman.
Well, they got Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson by the accidental terrible year, right? 2018 was what produced those guys. And that was the year they actually tried, right? So, and look, they were always going to be bad those years. It was a matter of to what degree would they try or to how bad would they tank, all of that, right? I mean, teams have rebuilt in baseball for decades and decades and decades. It's just, the more recent fad over the last 10, 15 years of truly tanking and like almost to the point where you sabotage your team, that's a little bit different animal than, the way that, for example, the Orioles under Paul Richards in the late 50s and the early 60s had, the kiddie core and bonus babies and all that. There's been that kind of stuff in baseball a long time, but yeah, you kind of look at how this played out. And again, Adley Rutschman, there's the idea of Adley Rutschman and what Adley Rutschman actually had become the last couple of years, which to me was disappointing, if I'm just being honest about my assessment with that. And nothing personal, just the idea that, he wasn't just like Matt Wieters, he didn't become Johnny Bench or even Joe Mauer. But it still stinks. I understand fans feeling the way they do right now. I totally did get it. But I guess my point is, I think a lot of those feelings were already there. This was just kind of the confirmation of, yeah,
Yeah, and it'll get
this didn't
worse with the
work.
labor stoppage, and it'll
So,
get better if they ever win, and I'm hoping they do. And that's
I mean,
I'll throw the
if
towel in with that because you and I are not going to be doing night by night baseball reports here, I guess, in the way that we
unless they
think.
play unexpectedly, and I guess we're forced to, right? I mean, I don't
Well,
know,
they still
but
have Henderson. They still have, there's a way to go at
I
this
mean,
where Rubinstein and Eric
Basayo's
Eddie
going
would
to be
say,
back.
yeah, they still have Boz and Bradish taking the ball. They didn't break up their rotation. They gave away Dean Kramer. If he had arm problems, it wouldn't have been even a big deal, right? They signed Cano.
And I'd be very remiss that to this point in time, we haven't mentioned they didn't trade Trevor Rogers. Whether
Right.
they, whether you, I mean, you could make the argument that maybe they should have just, but I'll go back to what I said to you the other day
Are you
about that.
saying on Monday they didn't look at that as throwing the towel in then? They're going to wake up and say
Oh no,
we're going to play five over
I mean,
500 and
you can kind of sit here and, in the same way that, look, when Brandon Hyde's teams in 2019 and 20 and 21 took the field, yes, they were trying to win. They weren't like, it's not like they were booting balls on purpose and stuff like
can I
that,
add,
right?
let me ask you a question. If Rutschman was deemed out for the year sometime this week, Kramer was around the edges, right? Like the Ward thing, when they dealt him, that was one of the first texts, right? Like after Kramer, who I see as
That was
insignificant.
Monday morning.
Right. I mean, I thought like, well, are they throwing the towel in? Because I thought to myself, like, can they live without him? Would they just put at bats in and just like you mentioned Beavers and just like just give the at bats to somebody else, let Cowser play every like whatever they're going to do, they're going to
Or you
do.
go acquire another
And
outfielder,
you
right?
try to make the
Anything
playoffs
like
with what
that.
you have, but you're not going to make the case that with Taylor Ward, we were a playoff team without him or not. And I would say the same thing with Rutschman that if this were the case and you and I were doing baseball this week, and these guys just happen to be on the DL or just happen to be wherever, we would still say they're capable of going out and winning seven of the next 10, and then six of the next 10, and then splitting five of the next 10, and then going 8-2. They're capable of doing that. They really are.
I mean, we've said they are. They
Well, this
haven't
is my
really.
optimism at the
No,
end because
I gotcha.
I would just say, like, maybe we're not done talking with
Well,
them.
and
Maybe
that
they win six in a row this week because they can do
because the
that.
American League stinks. You know what I mean? Like, now I
So it
just
would
want
be
to.
something if we go back on this, 60 days from now, they're actually playing a playoff game and winning one of them. I mean, because that,
Strange.
and
I would say
Rutschman's on the
this.
DL in Boston.
I would say this. Stranger things have happened in baseball,
Right,
but I'm
sure.
not expecting it.
No, not
But
a, yeah.
my final point on Trevor Rogers, though, they can give him the qualifying offer. They can still try to extend him. I'd like to extend Trevor Rogers, especially going into the lockout. All the uncertainty that we've talked about. If you had a rotation with at least Bradish, Boz, Trevor Rogers, Brandon Young, and then
Well, it would
you.
start to sound as good as it did on opening day 5 months ago when I thought they could win 92 games with this outfit, right?
Yeah, and look,
Bring me an Eflin, bring me a pitcher, bring me a veteran.
from the third week of May on, that group has lived up to it. Regardless of it not looking the way we thought it was going to look with Eflin and Kramer not being contributors for them, and Bassett being a disappointment even.
Sure.
Brandon Young doing what he did. I
The
mean, kind of.
Bassett deal I thought was a real game changer for them because
Yeah,
I
I mean,
thought,
that's been a
dude,
total dud.
they need 30 starts. They
Yeah.
need a veteran guy. You're like all and on and on and on, and it wasn't good,
So
right?
we're but for me, my parting shot, if you want, and maybe this is something that's in the works now, we'll see. He said that he wants to be here. Now, maybe that's lip service, right? If you want to do something that makes your fan base feel doesn't make up for all this by any means, if you extend to Trevor Rogers too, I mean, you've got a rotation that's not saying that you couldn't add
Well,
something
this is
else in the
where
winter.
Rubenstein would say, we're spending
That
a lot of
looks
money on this.
interesting.
We're serious about this.
Yeah.
Well, if you're serious about it, why is
I
Michael Elias
just,
running it? That's what you and I
well,
would
and
say,
that's
right?
where I look at this, and I don't really know where
If
they're
you're
going.
serious about it, why don't the fans know it? Why don't you get Cal Ripken out to articulate that to me and everyone else so that people understand? Like, if there is an articulation to be articulated, this would be a good time to articulate it. Luke is articulating at Baltimore. Luke, how's training camp? You doing all right?
Yeah, pads are on now, so a little more interest there and business picking up. They've been healthy for the most part early on, knock on wood. But yeah, and that you saying that, like, that's kind of the parting shot. How's training camp going? Because fully acknowledging what we just said 2 minutes ago, no one's feeling too good about the Baltimore Orioles right now. As it pertains to the present, we'll see about all these
Well,
prospects.
if you
I
see
mean, we'll
Jesse
see.
Minter this week, you tell him I'm watching now, maybe even more so. So we all are. We all are. He is Luke. I'm Nestor. We're WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We'll complain more about this later. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.